We'll just see, you know, something will come up. We kept on driving, and then at one point I said, well, what about here? And I guess it was about just a little bit before our landfill area, supposedly, so I heard afterwards. I had no idea. But anyway, I stopped on the side of the road, and suddenly there was absolutely no traffic. And I mean, it had been really busy. And there was no moon that night. There's no lights out there. It was very, very black. It was just dark. And I took out a 1.5 million candlelight that I have, and I plugged it into the lighter thing in the car. But anyway, she had the binoculars and I had the lights. I went out one side of the car and she went out the other. And she started looking up in the sky with the binoculars. And as soon as we were out maybe a minute out of the car, she said to me, she says, you know, there's three funny looking lights thought is it must be like a coyote or some animal or something. And then, you know, reality checks in and you look and you go, no, coyotes aren't about, you know, 3.5-4 foot tall. Their eyes don't look like that. They're not as, you know, as big as that. Anyway, I was just petrified, and I yelled and I said, get in the car. And it was hard to get my words out. I just wanted to get away. I just wanted to run.